I think we'll get started again because we've only got 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 好，我们现在开始，我们还有十分钟的时间。
Okay, I'll just finish off today by explaining this man here as an example of New Age religion.
好，我们现在想要再特别来讲这个这位老兄，他是造成整个新，他是属于新世纪的一个思潮的一个带领者。
He's just one of many examples I could have used, but because I've actually studied with him, I thought he's a good example.
当然有几千个不同的案例都可以拿来讲这件事情，但是因为这位大师是 Tim 曾经跟他学习过。
And just to explain a little bit, when I first got to Thailand, I didn't have any religion at all, really.
在我第一次到泰国去的时候，我其实并没有任何的宗教的背景。
And I first got there when I was maybe 21, 22.
我第一次去泰国的时候差不多是21、22岁的时候。
But very soon I got interested in Buddhism.
但我非常有兴趣了解这个佛教。
Yeah, so I studied about Buddhism for a while in the way that they meditate and how to think like a Buddhist.
然后我们那时候开始学习就是怎么样做这个这禅修，怎么样去思想要像这个佛祖一样。
I was looking for truth.
我是在寻找真理。
And at some stage, somebody gave me the book of this man here. His name is Paramahansa Yogananda.
那有一个人呢，就给了我一本这一位大师的书哈，他的名字叫做 Yogaman.
Paramahansa.
Paramahansa
Yogananda.
Yogananda.
Okay, it's a long name and it sort of means something like the light of peace or something. I don't know.
这个长的句子应该是好像是什么和平之光。
I can't remember. It's been a long time.
但他不记得了。
But I read the book and he'd been famous for a long time in India.
这个人呢，他在印度呢已经是很长的一段时间都很有名了。
And he died in 1952 in America.
Oh, 他是在1952年在美国去世的。
But they say that when he died, his body did not decompose for, I think it's 20 days or something like that.
而他死的时候，人们讲说他的身体呢有20天没有腐坏。
And that's what got me really interested when I saw that on the back of this book, the book about this man. So that's what got me interested in studying about him.
那这个故事这个说法呢，在那本书的最后面哈，背后有介绍，所以我就对这个人很好奇，很有兴趣。
So I read the book.
我读了这本书。
And then I signed up for the organization. It was called the Self Realization Fellowship.
然后呢，我就参加了，就是注册了他们的一个叫做自我实现好的一个课程。
And it's still a big organization even today.
那这个自我实现的这个组织呢，其实到现在都是一个非常强大的组织。
Actually, I think the membership seems to be growing year by year.
而且它的这个会员是每年都在大快速的增长。
And the main headquarters is in San Diego, I think it's in California somewhere.
而它的这个总部啊，是在加州，好像是在圣地亚哥。
And they would send me out lessons every month.
那他们会每个月就会寄给我他们的课程内容。
Lessons that this man had written and how to do yoga and how to meditate and things like that.
然后呢，这些课程的内容都是由这一位大师所著，好，然后他都会教的是，比如说怎么样做瑜伽，怎么样去静思等等的。
And one of the main ways that he would teach.Was he would always be referring to other religions in a good way. He would say, well, this religion teaches like that, so we can learn from that religion. And he would take from the teachings of Jesus Christ, from Buddha, from Muhammad, and all of these very famous people.
然后呢，有趣的是他的教学呢，很多的内容都是来自不同宗教里面好的部分。所以他有时候会讲到这个耶稣怎么讲，好，然后
From the Buddha and from the Hindu teachers.
从佛教的这个佛祖，或者从印度教的各种的学说，他都把它摆在一起。
Yeah, we talk about people having experiences with Jesus. Yeah, I had experiences with this guy's teacher, who was actually had been dead for 100 years. So, you know, talking about seeing visions, things like that. That's I actually had one time this guy came to visit me.
然后呢，在这个教导中呢，King 呢，他甚至会有一些这种 意象，会看到这一位大师来到他眼前来教导他。
And I felt this sort of a glow, and I thought, wow, this is really quite a spiritual experience.
然后他就觉得看到了光，所以他觉得哇，这是一个非常灵性的一个经验。
It was a very real experience for me.
那是一个非常奇特的经验对他来讲。
So it increased my faith in this man and his teaching.
所以让 Tim 对这个人有更大的信心。
And it wasn't until I met a missionary in Chiang Mai.
直到呢，我在清迈遇见了一个传教士。
We were talking about looking for truth and what truth was.
然后跟这位传教士，我们在讨论到寻找真理，什么是真理。
And I told this missionary, his name was Costa, about this man Paramahansa.
然后我跟这位传教士叫 Costa 的传教士呢，提到了这位印度的大师。
And I'd said how this man had died, but his body did not decompose for 20 days.
然后我那个 Tim 讲到说，这个人死后，他的尸体二十天都没有腐烂。
And then Costa said to me, he said, "Well, that sounds pretty impressive."
然后这位传教士说，哎，这听起来非常的惊人哦。
But what about Jesus Christ? He died, and then 3 days later, he came back to life.
但他说，但是耶稣基督呢？耶稣基督死后三天他就复活了呢。
And that really got me thinking, well, maybe I should be following after Jesus instead.
所以就让我惊讶说，哦，对哦，我应该要找更厉害的耶稣基督来跟随。
And that's why the resurrection is a very important part of the gospel message.
所以这个复活在整个福音的传播中呢是很重要的一个讯息。
I think it was just before we left from Thailand to come here. I was in a bookshop in Thailand and I saw this book called The Second Coming of Christ. It was translated into Thai actually.
那在这一次 Tim 要来台湾之前呢，他在一个书店里，在泰国的一个书店里看到了一本书，叫做《耶稣第二次到来》。
If I'm in a bookshop, sometimes I go in and I just have a look in the religious section just to see what sort of ridiculous titles they have on these books.
他在那边，在那个书店里呢，他其实在看的时候，他正在看宗教类的，因为他想看看到底这个世界还有一些什么样奇怪的一些教义。
And I was really surprised. It was the first time I'd heard of this book, actually, The Second Coming of Christ.
那我看到这本书就是耶稣，基督的二次来临。这本书的时候，我其实有点惊讶，因为我第一次看到这本书。
And it was a very familiar name for me of the man that wrote the book.
而这个作者呢，是一个我很熟悉的人。
I never actually heard of this book before, so I think he'd done a lot of books. I just hadn't read them all.
就是我读过这个作者的很多本书，但我从来没有看过这个书的 title。
But look at this book, The Second Coming of Christ, and then it says the resurrection of the Christ within you.